Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put hundreds of millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Kelly, Dima, all with you today. And, of course, we appreciate our good friends at Southern Bancorp. Opening segment sponsored today by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight and cater this weekend's activities, whatever they may be, at your church, your business, your home. Upcoming baseball series, a couple of them left here at the Pete, and you can always call on Dickey's for a great catering experience. Daniel Stewart is going to join us, our baseball analyst, in the next few minutes. We're going to hear from Joey Urban today, and also we're going to find out who's mad at Dima Mixon today, Kelly. That would be the question of the day.
Yeah, well, we've got kind of a Wheel of Fortune thing here in the studio where
we'll
just spin it.
Yes. Yeah.
There's about 50 different names that could come.
Yeah, which burner account comes up first?
Yeah. Who have you ticked off since I last saw you, Dima?
Probably my wife.
Well, that's all the time, but I mean
all the time.
Now, these burner accounts are people that are real people. They just don't
I don't know if they're real people. It could be AI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Daniel Stewart never makes anybody mad, but he told us today he can't stay the whole hour. He actually has to work today instead of hanging out with us.
Wait a minute.
He's a banker. What does working mean? What is that? Oh, I forgot they're a sponsor, right? Yes.
Oops.
Well, they were. And thanks to you, they were
a sponsor, Kelly.
They were a hell of a good sponsor till you opened your mouth again, Santa.
Do you know my mouth gets me in trouble at times?
It gets me in trouble. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, you're
I'm not worried about you.
You're just guilty by association. That's
yeah,
all.
I guess so. Daniel, I want my man here, Dima, to repeat this incredible pitching stat from this weekend and to get you to comment on it. Tell him, Dima, strikeouts to
yeah. So over the weekend, Southern Miss pitching went 28 innings, 23 hits, 8 walks, 39 strikeouts, 10 walks over the whole weekend. That's a 2.57 ERA, 1.16 whip. Strikeouts per 9 innings, 12.5. Walks per 9 innings, 3.2. So that's your strikeout-to-walk ratio of 3.9.
Against,
pretty daggum good.
Against the top team offensively in the Sun Belt.
Well, you know, you want to say finally. You know, finally. We know what these guys are capable of doing, and seeing them finally put it together was really impressive. I want to say maybe was it Sunday we had 17 strikeouts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So really, yeah, was able to rack up some K's this weekend. I really like what they did starting Camden Clark. You hate to see him not on that backside, but you're looking for somebody that can eat up quality innings. He's definitely a guy that can do it.
And I was a little bit shocked, Daniel, to be quite honest.
I was, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you're a baseball purist and been around a while like I have. That just never happens, that you take a guy out of the bullpen and start him.
Well, you know, we did it with Colby a few times prior to this year. You know, some games that you really needed some good innings, Colby got some starts, and he was obviously our Friday night guy this year. He's back in the pen now. But I think the situation we're in right now is who is going to be able to put those quality innings together. We know that Graydon's going to be able to do it. Camden Sundstrom's proven that he can do it. And if we got to make a move with Camden, let him be that Sunday starter to get through to the fifth, maybe sixth inning. He's probably not used to throwing that many innings. But I think we're in the end part of the season where we've got to get it figured out.
And it's not unusual that a middle reliever you would start.
Yeah.
You know, guys who are used to going 4, maybe 5 innings.
But I wouldn't have been surprised at some point in time to maybe see Cross Sively out there again. We know he can go 4 or 5 innings because, you know, having those guys that are going to be Saturday, Sunday starters get 7 or 8 innings is probably not going to be the goal here. You know, who can get to 4 or 5, maybe 6 innings? Sively's proven that he can do that. But yeah, we're in the part of the season where we've got to get the rotation kind of nailed down. So maybe the Camden-Clark experiment will work.
Does this add pressure to Colby Allen and Josh Ock? Because you have got to have someone who can shut down the rear end of games.
Yeah, I don't know if it adds pressure to them. I think they're going to go out and just do their thing. They're going to be 2-3-inning guys, come in, stop in rallies. They've proven they can do it. Ock had a great stop over the weekend. Colby did his thing. I don't see that adding any pressure to them at all. And in reality, it's probably going to take pressure off of maybe the Littletons, the Crabtrees, those guys that are, you know, maybe 1-inning, 2-inning guys that are sometimes trying to throw 2 or 3. It's probably going to take some pressure off of them.
Dima made a great point, I think, yesterday when he said that scenario this weekend where Josh Ott came in with a game on the line and had 3 consecutive strikeouts.
Yeah.
To get out of the inning, and then the Eagles come back and hit home runs and put the game away, may have been the turning point of the season.
You know, we talked last week about that spark, having the spark, and how momentum changes in a ball game. Josh Ott, with those 3 strikeouts stopping that rally, that was kind of that spark. That was that momentum changer. You see the guys come back next inning, put some runs up. That kind of stuff's contagious. Baseball's just got a way of doing that.
Really, when you look at the entire schedule so far, the Reader's Digest version of this team this year is so goes the pitching staff, so go the Eagles.
Right.
Because the hitting has always kind of, you know, not the greatest that they've ever or expected, but when the pitching staff went a little bit south, so did the win-loss record. It's all come down to pitching staff from starters to relievers from game one.
Well, you know, you've got to be successful long term, you've got to do all 3 facets of the game well. You've got to hit well, pitch well, play defense well. And like you said, Kelly, pitching's kind of been the lead in that trio. So we see the pitching does good, shut down a team. I mean, Texas State was no slouch. They were second in the conference. So what we did was probably going to be, we're going to look back and say, this was the weekend that changed our season.
David, you believe that strongly, don't you?
Yeah, they just have to go do it. I mean, that's kind of the thing.
Starting tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely the start. If they want momentum, they got it right now. And like you said, it starts tonight against Tulane, who we've seen before. None of these midweeks are easy. You know, Southern Miss has already lost 2 of these types of games to Nicholls and Southeastern Louisiana. Tulane is an American team that's a Division I team. You know, they've won the American a few years. They've gotten to the tournament. This is no pushover tonight by the Green Wave. I think they're top 50 in the nation, actually, in runs given up per game. So they have a really good pitching staff. So it's something to, you know, monitor, of course, because, like, I think Kelly just made a great point that we talk so much about the hitting over that stretch, but, and I kind of was pointing it out a little bit, but that the conference pitching numbers weren't great. And so even with the hitting being, you know, struggling at times, it wasn't like Southern Miss was getting beat 10-2 each night, you know, or whatever it was. It was just their pitching staff just gave up to big innings at the very end, you know. So if they can clean up that, I mean, like we've said kind of to the start of the season, if, you know, 5 runs is still kind of that number that if you can get over that, you feel pretty good.
And even as a fan, I just, the whole idea of South Alabama in any sport just gives me the heebie-jeebies, because it's just something weird about them that on paper, we ought to club them and everything.
Can you identify a heebie-jeebie?
I don't know if I want them to.
You're an old school guy.
I tell you what, never mind.
Yeah, you're an old school guy.
Thank you, David. Thank you for reminding me the dangerous road I was about to go down there.
How about the creeps?
No, I don't want to know about creeps. Okay. No, I don't want to hear you say anything about creeps.
Let's just mute his mic.
Yeah, let's just move on. Daniel, analyze the pitching performance you saw out of Camden.
Clark?
Yeah, Camden Clark.
Yeah.
Going from closer to starter.
Well, you know, you kind of always wonder in the back of your head is, you know, you got a guy used to throwing 1 inning, maybe 2. He's been able to prepare the whole game for that final situation to close the game out. How does he mentally transition and physically transition to a starter role? Is he mentally going to be able to prepare, and is he physically going to be able to last? And I think he proved that he could do it. And, you know, he's obviously talented. You know, you throw a 95, 96, you're going to throw it by some people. He was able to pretty much be dominant from his inning one to inning five.
Yeah. And a minute left, I do want to get your thoughts because I know you have to leave. How much more comfortable does Colby Allen look back as a reliever?
He looks like himself. You know, when he was starting those Friday night games, you could just tell something was a little different. Back in that closer role, he comes out, there's a pep in his step. He looks so comfortable, which as a fan watching the game, I'm like, okay, now I kind of wondered how this was going to go with Colby. I knew he's talented. I knew he's good. Now I know he's that shutdown guy again. He's just got it straight in his head.
Can I say something about Colby? Sure. I took these stats before the Sunday games. This is before he came in last game. So this is what he was as a starter. 25 and two-thirds innings pitched. Had 21 strikeouts to 9 walks, about 3.1 ERA. Okay, as a reliever, before the Sunday game, which I think he only gave up one earned run, so this wouldn't even be affected that much. 20 innings pitched as a reliever. Only 5 earned runs. Which 4 of those came against that in that Old Dominion where it just kind of just fell apart. 28 strikeouts to 5 walks. 2.2 ERA.
I think Colby's back home.
Proof is in the pudding, right?
Yeah. And Graydon Harris told me yesterday, Daniel, no, you got to leave. He said, it sure feels good to know that Colby Allen is behind me if the pitch count gets too high.
Well, you got to feel comfortable. You got to if you're Graydon Harris. So that's good.
Yeah. Right, go back to work.
I'd love to stay, but I do. I have to go back to work.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to remind everybody about Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. That's where you go for Goodyear products. Kelly knows about them. He's the Indy guy. Full service work on your car or your truck. They've been in business since 1985. It's a family operated, owned business. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear tires, full service, big Southern Miss support. All the race guys run Goodyear, right, Kelly?
And everybody wants to be a Goodyear dealer, Bob. So Goodyear can pick, really, whoever they want. Mm-hmm. So and the fact that Goodyear has chosen them to represent their products should tell you about the quality of the business.
It's one of those things, when you think about hamburgers, you think about McDonald's.
Right.
Think about soft drinks, you think about Coke, you think about tires, you think about Goodyear.
And Southern Miss, because they're even called Goodyear Eagle Tires. That's what they put on the...
Is that
on,
what they named
on the Indy cars, yeah.
Is that what they Good. Named them after the Southern Miss Golden Eagle?
I think that's a little known fact. But yeah, when they come into the pits, they'll say, you know, taking 4 new Goodyear Eagles.
And did they go Southern Miss to the top?
I don't know about that, but...
Tell us about Joey Urban before we hear from him. What has he meant, Dima, to the program, you think?
Well, I mean, he was obviously a big part of that team last season, you know. You could argue you'd really like him in the DH spot right now, and that's what he was last year because that lineup was just so deep a season ago. And, of course, this year he's moved to center field trying to replace, obviously somebody he can't replace in Jake Cook in center field. But I do think he's probably the best individual hitter on the team. He just sees the ball well. He fights off pitches that are junk and takes his walks, slaps singles, hits home runs. So, I mean, without him, this team would be probably in shambles, to be fully honest, if we're going to be honest. So, yeah, he's been a really big piece to them and somebody who's been consistent ever since he's gotten here. And you know, I think his center field play has been okay. It's not been great by any means, but he hasn't needed to be great out there. So
talked to him yesterday afternoon, and here's our conversation with Joey Urban. Joey, first of all, congratulations on a great year, man. You're hitting the ball well. You must be seeing the ball well. How are you physically and emotionally feeling?
Oh, really good. I mean, we've been through ups and downs. Myself, I've been through ups and downs. You know, physically I feel great, definitely the best I've felt in all 4 years of college. I can thank Coach Mack for that. But just physically with my swing, my mindset, I can just really thank Coach Creel and all the other coaches for that. Yeah, he's been getting a lot of rap for, I guess, not us not providing for the team. But, I mean, it's on us. It's not on him. And I think it's great how he puts me in the right mindset before every game, what I need to look for. And I think it's kind of great to see what I'm doing this year.
I thought this weekend against Texas State, the front five batters really stepped up, really drove the team. That's important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we got the top five rolling, I mean, it's pretty hard to beat us. I think it's just kind of cool to see. I think it's kind of awesome to see when 1 through 9 is rolling. I think that's pretty scary to see. But, you know, I just think it's kind of cool that this weekend we went against everyone. At that point, Texas State was ahead of us going into the weekend, and now we took back second place. So I think it's great.
Can one series like that change the momentum of a ball club, or do you have to shelve that and get ready for the next game?
I think it's a mixture of both. Like last year after we lost to Marshall, we kind of turned it up from then. I think just that one weekend of a sweep, I think can change the outcome. I mean, today I wouldn't say we're loose, but we're all in a good, great mood. And I think we kind of, at the same time, have to shelve it and kind of move on to the next one. We can't live in the past. We got to live on the future with that. So I think tomorrow night, we got a good plan going into the game. So I think we can't really worry about what we did over the weekend. Just move on.
All right, you've been in the top 20. You're back in the top 20 of every major poll. You've been in the top 20, top 10 all year. Does that add pressure to the team? Does it give you confidence, or do you just blank it out?
I would say it's a little bit of both also. We kind of blank it out because it could get in your head just trying to provide for, I mean, not just the school but the city of Hattiesburg to see what we did last year to host. Obviously, that's the goal, to host a regional and a super, obviously. But, yeah, I think kind of a mixture of both where we want to be in the top 25 all year. But I think our main focus is RPI with that, which at this point I think we're pretty good in RPI. So.
All right, 2 years at Butler, 2 years here. It's been a long journey. What's this collegiate baseball journey been like for you?
It's unbelievable. I made the move after my sophomore year, and I can't thank the coaches enough over at Butler, but, I mean, the coaching staff here, they really brought me in, kind of changed who I am as a person, different look on baseball, and I just think I couldn't thank these coaches enough.
How have you changed, Joey? That's an interesting statement.
Kind of just a different mindset at the plate. Kind of just, I mean, in the weight room, I've gotten bigger. I would say bigger, faster, and stronger. Different kind of play style. At Butler, I was more of, I wouldn't say doubles and singles, but I think here I'm kind of providing more with getting extra base hits, driving more runs. And I don't know, I think outside of baseball also, better at school. Just every aspect, I would say.
I have to ask every senior this, and it's kind of a bad question to ask you, but you're coming down the stretch run here. Has it started entering your mind that you're coming to the end of this ride? And if so, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's definitely hit not too long ago. Thinking about me and my dad were talking. He was like, "You got 60 days left of your college career." He goes, go make the best of it. I mean, don't hold anything back and kind of go just do what you can and provide for the team.
All right, what's your 2 years here been like, and what has this meant to you to be on this program for the past two seasons?
I mean, it's just great. I can't thank them enough. I mean, winning more than 40 games last year, I'm on the stretch to win 40 this year, hopefully. I mean, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to come win baseball, come play winning baseball, and play in an atmosphere like this. I think it's awesome.
All right, so you guys got still a lot in front of you. Momentum seems to be back on your side. Your mindset and the mindset of your teammates as you head down this stretch.
I just think we're all in a good, great mood. I don't know, I just think the mood, like today at practice, was good. I just think we're all in a great standpoint on the season. We kind of have the momentum going back to us, so I think we're really excited for what we have for tomorrow and this weekend.
Any regrets from Joey Urban at this point of his career?
Absolutely none.
Well, we're glad you came here, man. Best of luck to you down the stretch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kelly, you may have noticed there that he's just rolling right along till I ask him to think about that it's coming to an end. And you couldn't see the look on his face, but, you know, it got to me. And he told me after the interview, he said, I wasn't ready for that question. I think it gets to be emotional when they start thinking about it.
Yeah, because the real world awaits.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize he was 28 years old, though, Bob, because most, a lot of guys now are staying in college till they're 28.
No, I don't think he's 28. I don't think
no, but right. You know, a lot of these football players are
28. Right.
I'm joking about that. Yeah. But yeah, you're happy in one sense because that's what you wanted to do the day you mm-hmm. started college mm-hmm. was to get that diploma and move on. Mm-hmm. But when you realize the total experience of college.
Yeah, is over.
Yeah, and the reality, harsh reality
and
of the real world.
And since you've been a little boy, you've been a baseball player. And the thought of the potential of not being a baseball player anymore, I would suspect is a hard realization.
It's a and not just that, but like a lot of broadcasters, if this is all they've ever known, mm-hmm. or movie actors who can't remember their lines anymore, it does become part of your reality, and you're afraid how you will act or how you will be without that identity.
Right. Danny Lynch brought him here, Dima, and boy, everybody owes Danny Lynch a big favor because you're right. Joey Urban, I kind of shudder to think where things may have been without him the last 2 years. He's just been a mainstay.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting what he said there. He said, when you asked him about, you know, is there pressure with being in the top 25? And he said, well, we try to achieve, you know, what we did last year for the city. And I thought that was very interesting because as much as they tell us that they don't look at the polls, they don't care about the polls.
They do.
They seem to know a lot. You know, he was talking about his RPI being good. You know, we've been in the top 25, you know, all these things. And there is an added pressure there. And I just hope that they can maybe put that to the side and just go play baseball, yeah. right? Because if they just play their brand of baseball, they're going to win. They don't have to worry about the RPI or the sure. top 25. And so honestly, when he said that, that was kind of like, ooh, I don't, you know, that's kind of yeah. a little shocking.
But you make a great point. These kids carry that. They know what this program means to this city.
Yes.
And they carry that on their shoulders.
Yes, and Oz, make sure they know that. And that they know that, but there's a fine line that I think Oz does so well. That's like, know it and embrace it, but don't be controlled by it.
The other thing that Ostrander and his staff have been able to do, which we really haven't talked a lot about, is you're not going to be able to get a lot of players coming in from other programs. So you have to be selective as to the guys you bring in. And you could say maybe one guy hasn't worked out particularly well. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but generally speaking, the hand-selected players mm-hmm. that they have brought in to fill in these spots have worked out wonderfully.
I agree. And that one kid, I think part of it is the injury and the surgery that he had. Off
Caleb Stelly's who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, and I just think it's been hard for him to overcome back surgery. Let's just be honest.
I have a question about Caleb Stelly. Well, I'll ask you all on the break. Think about this, though. Should they just ride someone out in the DH spot or keep switching?
Interesting question. I do have an opinion on that. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I want to thank them for all they do, as well as DBAT. DBAT on Hardy Street, that's where you go get your baseball, softball training. That's where you go get your physical fitness training like Kelly. Well, you're about 4 days a week down there working out, Santa?
I've tuned out. As soon as you say physical fitness,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
out.
I know. Yeah. He does kind of look a little pale when you say that. But if you do want to be the best you can be in your sport, they've got a program for you at DBAT. Hey, our good friends at Forest Health remind you that keeping up with your team is fun, but what's most important is your health. Be sure you get an annual physical, stay close to your family doctor, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Run into problems? Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. that we might add, run by a Hall of Fame Southern Miss baseball player, Kelly, Forest Health.
That's right. That is Jeff Cook. And prior to him, Andy, gosh, I'm trying to remember, Andy, another North Forest guy.
Yeah,
Who also played baseball at Southern Miss.
Maybe that's one of the hospitals. So good.
Yeah, have to be successful with those guys there.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. That's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Beautiful cars and great guys at Genesis of Hattiesburg. All right, don't forget about our podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play it for you. All right, Damon, get back to that question you had.
I mean, Southern Miss baseball has been trying to figure out this DH spot for the entire season. You know, we've heard Aw say that it feels like just an out almost every single time someone goes up there. And so I pose the question to you, what do you think they should do? Do you think they should keep switching it like they've been doing? We saw Eubanks. We've seen Tonsmeyer. We've seen them do what they did Sunday where Lawson Odom was catching and then Stockman was in the DH position. Or do you think they should pick one guy and just ride him out for the rest of the season?
My opinion. You're going down the stretch. If I'm coaching, and this is not second guessing. Now, we want everybody to understand. This is just our useless opinions. I would put Stelly in that DH spot and I'd ride him the rest of the year.
Not me. Not me. I like what they're doing. Try to find somebody that'll click. Then, once that person happens to click, then lock them in. But you're not dealing with a whole lot of time left.
Well, you're a baseball coach, baseball mind. I mean, is it hard for hitters to one day you're in the lineup, one day you're not, one day you're in the lineup, one day you're not? Is that hard to get consistency?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. Again, it's all a mindset, no matter what your role is. That's your mindset.
So what would you do?
I'd pick somebody and ride with them. I would like to see them go back to Stelly and just see what happens. I mean, this guy, and you hate it for the guys, his senior season, you know, he hit 300 everywhere he's been. You just hate it for him. And this has been really hard for him, of course. And I know that he, you know, they thought they had him back 100% healthy in the spring, coming out of the fall, and it just hasn't mounted up. But the thing is that I just feel like he could be like a Ben Higdon, you know? Ben Higdon last season, I mean, he wasn't great to start the season at all. He wasn't even in the lineup. And then he really came along towards the end of the season, and now he's a mainstay. I just think that something like that, like if Caleb Stelly could just see one or two balls fall, it could shift the entire lineup.
And part of the line of thinking there is based on the other performances, you're not really giving up a whole lot, even if he doesn't succeed.
Right.
That's right.
And there's nothing against Gray Eubanks or William Tonsmeyer, but I mean, I would say Stelly could do the same thing they're doing.
He's about as done as well as they have.
Sure.
And the DH position is one you got to scare people. You know, this is got a guy that's in there because
this
of this.
This will make you proud. Higdon told me yesterday at practice that the guys in the 16-ounce lounge were ruthless this weekend.
Good for them.
On the Texas State bullpen. He said they had a megaphone at one point.
Oh, good for them. Yeah, come prepared with everything, including...
Welcome to the Pete.
Including the 16-ouncers. You know, have we got time to deal with my question? I know we have an interview.
We're going to run the rest of the interviews later this week.
Okay.
We're good.
If, next question for us to discuss, if the season ended today, who would you say would be the most valuable player for the Southern Miss baseball team? My answer is Camden Clark. Now, some people will say, now, how do you give an MVP award to a guy that's not in the lineup every single game? But if you look at the MVP as to what they have meant in particular situations, whether they're in the lineup or not, well, obviously they have to be in the lineup, right, to have an impact. But I think that he has had more of an impact on outcomes of games than anybody else.
I would agree with Camden Clark. I think that's a great pick. You know, you think of how many games he's come in. Just, you know, kept Southern Miss ahead. And then now, if he could be a starter, like the first four innings on Sunday were about the most dominant I've seen any starter this season.
He looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know, of course, it kind of got away from him in the fifth, but that was, you know, to be expected, his first start. But man, I mean, he's definitely going to be the MVP in my book if he continues this trend for the starting job and then what he's done on the back end for sure.
I couldn't argue with that. Who would be your offensive MVP, Damon?
It would be hard to go past Urban. I mean, the thing with Urban is he's just been steady the whole year. right? And other guys have been just kind of up and down. You know, I think another player would be Gillespie. I mean, this is a guy who was on the bench last season, and he's been a force this year.
He'd be comeback player of the year.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Well, Morrison would get his share of votes, too, with what he's done.
He'd be right there, but I'd have to go with Joey Earp.
Yeah. I think he's just overall the best hitter on the lineup.
Yeah. And we could both agree, right, if there were a comeback player of the year, it would have to be Davis Gillespie.
No doubt.
I don't think that you can really understate what that says about that young man's character.
Oh, 1,000%.
Because in this day and age where people don't wear black and gold, they all wear green. Right, every player wears green. All they want is money, and I think that the way he came back to prove to himself and to others that he deserved to be here and deserved to be in the starting lineup, man, what a great lesson for younger kids.
And you don't think other schools said, "Hey, come over here.
Sure,
you won't have to sit on the bench over here."
Sure. Yeah.
Who wouldn't want him in their batting lineup?
And again, I think that goes back to Oz has talked about culture. And the guys that they've gone out and hand selected to come in here that fit that culture, I think there are ups and downs in any season, but I really like this group that Ostrander not only has on the field, but the guys that are working with
him. He's the hardest hitter on the team, isn't he, Damon?
Yeah, I mean, it never really appears he's swinging that hard either. He looks like my pitching wedge in a golf match, and he's hitting 450 feet. But, you know, I went back and looked at Southern Miss's schedule just out of curiosity, and I noticed, so Southern Miss has so far played 40 games, right, 40 games total, they're 28-12. They've only played two teams in those first 40 games below 500.
Wow.
That's amazing. And they're 28-12.
Really? Wow.
Those two teams, did they
New Orleans.
Okay.
They walked off and they swept North Alabama. Those are the only two teams
with
losing records. And then if you look ahead, the only two teams with losing records are your final two weekend series against James Madison and Georgia Southern. Tulane has a winning record, ULM has a winning record, and South Alabama all have winning.
By the way, you mentioned Georgia Southern. There was talk out there that Rodney Hennen might be in his – he's the dean of coaches in the Sun Belt. A lot of people thought that with this terrible season that Georgia Southern has had that he was going to get the heave-ho at the end of the year. Absolutely not true. In fact, Hennen has signed through the 2031 season.
See, that kind of surprises me because I've got to tell you, I don't think they're that good anymore.
Well, they're certainly not this year, but I think
they're 12-27 and RPI of 206.
Particularly with the investments that they've made in their facilities, I think the athletic administration over there doesn't want to have to be hiring and firing coaches. So they've locked up Clay Helton in football. They've locked up the basketball coach and now Rodney Hennen, the baseball coach, all of them through 2030. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's just paper. It's just we know how contracts are. But on paper, they've got their people for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And I know we're going to talk to Patrick McGee, Stats McGee, tomorrow about the RPI updates and hosting situations. But I think after this weekend for Southern Miss, they put themselves right back in that situation, right back on that bubble to host. You just hope their RPI holds up. They got some kind of RPI killers over the next few weeks, especially against Georgia Southern at home, 206 RPI, then on the road at James Madison, 148. So you really need to sweep those series if you want to get a host. D1 Baseball's Field of 64 new should come out either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. I would guess, if I'm just a guessing man, Southern Miss will be the 15 or 16 seed. So they will. I think they'll give them a host because they were right on the bubble last week. Yeah. So currently, I think Southern Miss is going to be that 16 seed. But right now, guys, if I'm a rooting for person, and I think every Southern Miss fan is going to turn off the radio when I say this, you need to be rooting for Mississippi State to start winning.
Because
they're right on that line, too.
It helps your RPI.
It helps your RPI, yes, but they're right on that line, too. And I'm sorry, but just me as a casual looker, I do not want any part of Mississippi State coming to Hattiesburg for a regional.
No, I don't want to see any state school come here. I think that's unfair. I think you've played them twice each this year. Let them go play somebody else, and you bring some teams in that you know you're going to get an SEC team if you get one here.
But, Bob, you made an interesting point with one of the colleagues that you were talking about from LSU about how schools who have had rabid fan bases, including the Alabamas and the LSUs, people who never even went there, are big fans, but that the NIL and transfer portal stuff has changed the fan bases.
It's diluting everything. I had a former LSU coach tell me Friday afternoon, most kids grew up in this state dreaming of wearing the purple and gold on their chest. Not anymore. Mm. First question they ask is, how much?
How much money are you going to give me?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
That's what I say.
There is no greater tradition than LSU sports in college sports.
Well, that's the first thing I asked on this show. And when you said a million a month, I was like, wow, sounds good.
You almost bulk.
Yeah.
But I talked you into it.
Sure.
I was going to say, I don't think that's what he said. I think you need to have your hearing checked.
Jimmy, you were supposed to talk about what we're paying.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. He's making $1 million.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, MCS Home Center wants to remind you that the weekend of the Monroe Baseball Series, they're going to give away, listen to me now, 2,000 MCS Southern Miss t-shirts, and you're not going to believe who's going to hand them out.
My guess would be Scott Berry.
He ruins everything.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Scott Berry will be there handing out 2,000 MCS Home Center t-shirts the weekend of the Monroe Series, so we look forward to that. And we'll remind you about MCS Home Center. It's where you go for all your home repair, home remodeling, gardening. Beautiful store, great staff. Hank was actually here yesterday, and I don't know if a better person on the planet.
Yeah, but that new nursery segment has cost you some money, Brother Getty.
Quite a bit, yeah. And so that's why I'm going to take my gold and silver down to Jewel Masters tonight and sell it so I can pay for all of Angela's shopping at MCS Home Center. Yeah. And that's because why, Kelly? Why would I go to
a... Because you're going to get a fair price from a reputable dealer that's been doing it longer than anybody else.
He's the Segway king,
jeez,
isn't he?
And I'm talking about Marty Vick, of course.
Of course, yes, yes. Who, you know, we talk about it frequently, but that is the place to go for your gold and silver. All right, kind of a sad thing. We wanted to take just a moment and recognize a great figure in Southern Miss history, Kelly.
Yeah, Dr. Shelby Timms passed away last Friday, and we wanted to get to this yesterday, but certainly today. He was president of the university from 2002 to 2007. It was kind of a tumultuous time at the university while he was there, and he was a tough guy. You know, he had a role that he had to assume there at the university, but going back, kind of rewinding his tape, he actually got his degree at Southern Miss and then got a master's degree in chemistry from Southern, and then got a doctorate in organic chemistry at the University of Tennessee before joining the Southern Miss faculty in 1964. And under his leadership there at Southern Miss, the program, the polymer science program, earned national distinction. And actually, it ultimately evolved into what is today the School of Polymer Science and Engineering. He raised tons of money for the university because of his leadership and made major capital improvements. Probably, when you talk to different faculty members and historians on campus, they think probably the most telling thing for Dr. Timms was after Katrina came through in 2005, the Gulf Coast campus was really damaged really badly, and $290 million in damage, actually, and had that campus up and going in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That was something he said, look, let's put all of our efforts, you know, into getting the Gulf Coast up and running again. And and after he left the presidency in 2007, went back on the faculty, was teaching until he retired in 2012.
Yeah.
And not only as an administrator and a supporter throughout his life, he's a member of the M Club Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2002. He and his wife Shirley are members of the Athletic Department's Circle of Champions, the USM Foundation Honor Club, the Black and Gold Society, I mean, the Alumni Association, the list goes on and on. Dr. Shelby Timms passed away on Friday. Again, president at the university from May of 2002 to May of 2007.
And brought undisputed national recognition to the polymer science department at Southern Miss. No question about
it. And because of that polymer science notoriety across the nation, that one department was raking in more money than just about any other one. And to this day, that's where people from all over the country come. When you talk about what school has the number one polymer science program, Southern Miss is almost on the tip of everybody's tongue. No, I mean, it's been great. So,
so we have a lot of respect for him and prayers and thoughts to his family.
And I remember in 2005, if memory serves, the University of Nebraska came down here to play football. And it was a big, big deal, right? Nebraska, national prominent football team coming to Hattiesburg. And we didn't play real well that night. And my parents, God rest their souls, they were actually at that game. And Dr. Timms, knowing that they were there, he hunted us down after the game, and he apologized to my parents for the performance of
the football team.
And my mom wouldn't have known whether we played well or not. She, you know, she just. But the fact that he was something. It was really cool.
All right, lots of great stuff still to come this week. Stats McGee on the show tomorrow. He's very interesting. We've still got more baseball interviews coming. Going to do some softball stuff, and of course Friday, the most anticipated moment of the week will be Demas Picks for the weekend series.
Yes,
any thoughts about that, Demon?
The X and
I think I'll have a headache on Friday.
Yeah, the X and Instagram haters will all be tuned
Poor
in.
Poor
Demon.
One time he makes a...
That might have been the only time I've ever picked Southern Miss to lose a series.
Well, there was reason for that. And, I mean, I even caught hell coming out of the stadium, and I didn't pick it.
Now, we got Stats McGee tomorrow.
I might just start picking them to lose every series so they'll sweep.
We've got Stats McGee tomorrow. Are we going to have the New Orleans Patrick McGee on Thursday?
Isn't the draft coming up?
The NFL Thursday night.
We'll try to find the other Patrick McGee.
We should have him on at the same time.
We've got them all.
That'd be confusing. I don't know.
Every guy named Patrick McGee.
Patrick squared.
Everybody named Patrick McGee, you're on the show.
You think we're back in the regional hunt, don't you?
No doubt.
Are too. But, and tonight's not going to make a difference, but you don't want to lose the momentum tonight, Damon.
Well, you can't really lose any other home game, I would argue. I mean, because it just kills your RPI, especially with who you're playing.
Has he named a starter for tonight?
Cole Richardson.
Okay. Yeah. Going to go tonight.
Going to be what, 8-10 guys pitch tonight?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Okay. McCarty English will probably pitch a good bit, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll have all the reports. We'll have Travis Creel on the show tomorrow, as we always do, and Stats McGee. That'll be a great show.
Yep.
All right. Hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.